Earlier this week, the Walt Disney Company's board of directors rejected the Comcast Company's hostile takeover bid. The cable giant has told investors it won't sweeten the offer. But that doesn't mean the wheeling and dealing is over. Some observers say that Comcast isn't ready to pack it in. NPR's Kim Masters reports.
Life for the Walt Disney Company lately has been a bit like Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. No one knows when the ride will end, but some of the twists along the way seem predictable. Nothing big is likely to happen until after the Disney annual meeting on March 3rd. And then Comcast will have to sweeten its offer to stay in the game. That offer, originally worth about $54 billion, is now worth about $48 billion as Comcast's stock price declined. Media analyst Hal Vogel thinks Comcast CEO Brian Roberts bit off more than he can chew.
Brian Roberts must have heard a boatload of complaint from his own shareholders about why are you doing this adventure right now, and stop killing our stock. And therefore, he has made the very clear statements that he's not going to pursue a wild bidding strategy.
Vogel thinks Comcast tried to strike at a vulnerable time for Disney, as dissident shareholders were calling for the ouster of CEO Michael Eisner.
That was a cute tactic, but in the long run, it doesn't count. What counts is cold hard cash or a very significantly higher price for Disney shares.
Tom Wolzine of Sanford C. Bernstein & Company says Disney shareholders may become receptive to an offer if Disney shares start to slump. No other bidder has leaped into the fray to push up the price. And Wolzine, whose company has a position in Comcast but not Disney, says shareholders may have built too many expectations on Disney's recently improved financial results. The company benefited a lot from a couple of big box office hits, including Pirates of the Caribbean and Finding Nemo.
Many of us who've been following these companies for a while have been burned in the past when we've chased a movie or two in one quarter's earnings, and you try to extrapolate that to the long-term trends for the company. I think the media analysts these days are perhaps a little bit older and wiser.
Wolzine says some shareholders may also worry about Disney's ability to address pressing problems, like turning around the ABC network and improving its performance in animation. Those problems are likely to be a topic at Disney's upcoming annual meeting. Citing those issues, dissident former board members Roy Disney and Stanley Gold are urging shareholders to withhold votes for Chairman Michael Eisner's re-election to the board. But Hal Vogel doesn't expect a big no vote. About 35% of Disney's stock is in the hands of individuals, many of whom simply want to be part of the Disney experience.
Most of the people who are in that situation don't know. They don't understand what's going on, and I don't know that they care. They just want to see good products, enjoy the theme parks, watch the movies, and enjoy the Disney culture.
But one large institutional shareholder who holds a lot of Comcast stock says he thinks the big shareholders will settle the question. He expects Comcast to be back with an improved offer after the Disney meeting, possibly in concert with mighty Microsoft. The software giant has buckets of cash and already owns a piece of Comcast. Such an offer could be compelling, says analyst Tom Wolzine. One way or another, he predicts, Disney will have to make some significant changes as a result of the uninvited bid. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.